Thanks for joining me for another Outside the Box. Today's topic is unfair. People experience unfair situations every day. You could call such unfairness cheating or someone taking an advantage over a competitor or one person having privilege over another or discrimination such as racism or sexism. It makes it harder for some to succeed, whatever their goals. Low pay makes it hard for people to buy a house or even afford rent. Seniority, harder for women or people of color to get promoted. A sports team with less wealthy ownership, more difficult for that team to afford great players or win championships. Growing up low income makes it harder for a student to get into an elite college or, after graduation, to raise funds to finance a new business. Unfairness everywhere. There's a lot of unfairness in our political system. States that require an ID card to vote may prevent some from voting. Places where elections take place on a workday makes voting at least inconvenient, if not impossible. Lack of money for campaign signs or ads makes it harder for a candidate to win elections. But what really rips me is gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is, quote, the practice of intentionally manipulating the boundaries of legislative districts to achieve a desired political end, end quote. It became a common practice by Republicans after the 2010 census, but is now practiced by both major parties. In large cities, mostly populated by Democrats, the only real contests are in the party primaries. A Democrat may get 80% of the vote in a gerrymandered district, whereas Republicans can win suburban or rural districts where they hold a 60-40 or even larger majority. There are almost no toss-up races because of how district lines are drawn. There are numerous state legislatures or states with multiple congressional districts where Democratic voters are equal to Republican, but where Republicans hold a majority, even lopsided, of elected officials. One example, in North Carolina, before court intervention, the state had 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats in its congressional delegation. Clearly, in those cases, so-called representative democracy did not represent many residents. Gerrymandering is not just about who is elected. It's also about many voters recognizing that their votes are meaningless. It's about politicians in so-called safe districts, not having to be accountable to all constituents. This is anti-democratic power politics and unfairness at its worst. But there are alternatives. Districts can be defined not by a partisan governor or legislature, but rather by courts, or even better, by nonpartisan independent commissions mandated by referendum votes. It could likely be done by computer, with guidelines including simple district lines and, where possible, an even distribution of party voters. There are other options. Some countries elect several representatives in multi-member districts, where a city and suburbs together might elect 5, 10, or 20 representatives. But in general, voters should pick candidates rather than candidates picking voters by manipulating district lines. Do you think gerrymandering is unethical? If so, what would you support? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping for an end to gerrymandering.